Okay, I'm going to tell you a Christmas story. Is it too late for a Christmas story? No. They said it's not too late, so okay. I have a sister in Clarkson, Washington, and she loves to send me special stories. Yeah, why don't you let her go, honey? Let her go back to her mom. Thank you. See? Okay, so she sent me a story the other day that made the front page of the newspaper in her hometown and my hometown. And on the front of that paper was a picture of a man who was painting Christmas windows. And they were so beautiful. He was painting all kinds of holly and berries and Santa Clauses and everything. And he was bringing Christmas cheer to everyone. Wasn't that nice of him to think of everybody and bring Christmas cheer? Because it was cold out there. And he was standing out there painting all these beautiful pictures. And the newspaper was so impressed that they put a colored picture of him on the front page of the paper because he was bringing Christmas cheer to everyone. But then, you know what? Underneath that picture was another picture and was only 1 inch away. And it was a picture of another man. And they got him on videotape walking into a convenience store. And some young lady had left her billfold accidentally laying on the counter. She had just cashed her check. She had $600 in that billfold, and she forgot and left it on the counter. And the video camera saw this man walk over, take that billfold, and stick it into his coat and walk out the door. So here's one man bringing Christmas cheer, and here's another man stealing somebody's Christmas. That was going to be her money to buy presents for her family, and this man just walked right out the door with it. You know, who do you think's got the biggest blessing there? The one that was trying to bring Christmas cheer, huh? Well, both of them made the front page of the newspaper in color that day. That man that was painting the picture, he had this beautiful blue and brown plaid jacket. And so it looked really nice in the picture. Well, about 3 o'clock in the morning, the newspaper man sat down. He was looking at that picture, and he looked at the second picture, and all of a sudden, he had a big surprise. Guess what the second man was wearing? A blue and brown plaid jacket, just like the one in the first picture. And all of a sudden, he realized that it was the same man. He owned a sign shop in town. He was a businessman. And he walked over and he stole someone's billfold and walked out the door. You know, does Jesus know what's in your heart? Can we hide things from the Lord? You know, everybody thought that man was an honest Christian man. They really thought he was. And all the time he had covetousness in his heart. He wanted something that someone else had, and he just took it and ruined someone's Christmas. So even though we think we can hide something, we can't hide it from the Lord, can we? And that man didn't even hide it from the people. He got caught, and here was his picture, 2 times in a row on the same front page of the paper. So I want you to remember that whatever you do, whatever you say, Jesus knows even what's in your heart. You can't hide anything from the Lord. Okay, you can go back to your seat.